44. 2.
The deliverator lets out an involuntary roar and puts the hammer down. His emotions tell him to go back and kill that manager, get his swords out of the trunk, dive in through the little sliding window like a ninja, track him down through the moiling chaos of the microwave franchise, and confront him in a climactic, thick-crust apocalypse. Buddy thinks the same thing when someone cuts him off on the freeway, and he's never done it. Yet. He can handle this. This is doable. He cranks up the orange warning lights to maximum brilliance, puts his headlights on auto flash. He overrides the warning buzzer, jams the stereo over to taxi scan, which cruises all the taxi driver frequencies, listening for interesting traffic. Can't understand a fucking word. You could buy tapes, learn while you drive, and learn to speak taxi lingo. It was essential to get a job in that business. They said it was based on English, but not one word in 100 was recognizable. Still, you could get an idea. If there was trouble on this road, they'd be babbling about it in taxi lingo, give him some warning, let him take an alternate route so he wouldn't get... He grips the wheel. Stuck in traffic. His eyes get big. He can feel the pressure driving them back into his skull, or caught behind a mobile home. His bladder is very full. And deliver the pizza. Oh, God. Oh, God. Late. 2206 hangs on the windshield. All he can see, all he can think about, is 3001. The taxi drivers are buzzing about something. Taxi lingo is mellifluous babble with a few harsh foreign sounds, like butter spiced with broken glass. He keeps hearing fare. They're always jabbering about their fucking fares. Big deal. What happens if you deliver your fare late? You don't get as much of a tip? Big deal. Big slowdown at the intersection of CSV-5 and Oahu Road, per usual. Only way to avoid it is to cut through the Mews at Windsor Heights. TMAWHs, the Mews at Windsor Heights, all have the same layout. When creating a new burbclave, TMAWH Development Corporation will chop down any mountain ranges and divert the course of any mighty rivers that threaten to interrupt this street plan, ergonomically designed to encourage driving safety. A deliverator can go into a Mews at Windsor Heights anywhere from Fairbanks to Yaroslavl to the Shenzhen Special Economic Zone and find his way around. But once you've delivered a pie to every single house in a TMAWH a few times, you get to know its little secrets. The deliverator is such a man. He knows that in a standard TMAWH, there is only one yard that prevents you from driving straight in one entrance, across the burbclave, and out the other. If you are squeamish about driving on grass, it might take you 10 minutes to meander through TMAWH. But if you have the balls to lay tracks across that 1 yard, you have a straight shot through the center. The deliverator knows that yard. He has delivered pizza there. He has looked at it, scoped it out, memorized the location of the shed and the picnic table, can find them even in the dark, knows that if it ever came to this, a 23-minute pizza, miles to go, and a slowdown at CSV-5 in Oahu, he could enter the Mews at Windsor Heights, his electronic delivery man's visa would race the gate automatically, scream down Heritage Boulevard, ripped a turn onto Strawbridge Place, ignoring the dead-end sign and the speed limit and the children playing ideograms that are strung so liberally throughout TMAWH, thrashed the speed bumps with his mighty radials, blast up the driveway of number 15 Strawbridge Circle, cut a hard left around the backyard shed, careen into the backyard of number 84 Mayapple Place, avoid its picnic table, tricky, get into their driveway and out onto Mayapple, which takes him to Bellwood Valley Road, which runs straight to the exit of the burbclave. TMAWH security police might be waiting for him at the exit, but their STDs, severe tire damage devices, only point one way. They can keep people out, but not keep them in. This car can go so fucking fast that if a cop took a bite of a donut as the deliverator was entering Heritage Boulevard, he probably wouldn't be able to swallow it until about the time the deliverator was shrieking out onto Oahu. Thunk. And more red lights come up on the windshield. The perimeter security of the deliverator's vehicle has been breached. No, It can't be. Someone is shadowing him, right off his left flank. A person on a skateboard, rolling down the highway right behind him, just as he is laying in his approach vectors to Heritage Boulevard. The deliverator, in his distracted state, has allowed himself to get pooned, as in harpooned. It is a big, round, padded electromagnet on the end of an arachnofiber cable. It is just thunked onto the back of the deliverator's car and stuck. 10 feet behind him, the owner of this cursed device is surfing, taking him for a ride, skateboarding along like a water skier behind a boat. In the rear view, flashes of orange and blue. The parasite is not just a punk out having a good time. It is a businessman making money. The orange and blue coverall, bulging all over with sintered armor gel padding, is the uniform of a courier. A courier, with a K, from Radic-KS, Radical Courier Systems. Like a bicycle messenger, but 100 times more irritating, because they don't pedal under their own power. They just latch on and slow you down. Naturally. The deliverator was in a hurry, flashing his lights, squealing his contact patches, the fastest thing on the road. Naturally, the courier would choose him to latch onto. No need to get rattled. With the shortcut through TMAWH, he will have plenty of time. He passes a slower car in the middle lane, then cuts right in front of him. The courier will have to unpoon or else be slammed sideways into the slower vehicle. Done. The courier isn't 10 feet behind him anymore. He is right there, peering in the rear window. Anticipating the maneuver, the courier reeled in his cord, which is attached to a handle with a power reel in it, and is now right on top of the pizza mobile, the front wheel of his skateboard actually underneath the deliverator's rear bumper. An orange and blue gloved hand reaches forward, a transparent sheet of plastic draped over it, and slaps his driver's side window. The deliverator has just been stickered. The sticker is a foot across and reads in big orange block letters, printed backwards so that he can read it from the inside. That was stale. He almost misses the turnoff for the Muse at Windsor Heights. He has to jam the brakes, let traffic clear, cut across the curb lane to enter the Burbclave. The border post is well lighted, the customs agents ready to frisk all comers, cavity search them if they are the wrong kind of people. But the gate flies open as if by magic as the security system senses that this is a Cosa Nostra pizza vehicle, just making a delivery, sir. And as he goes through the courier, that tick on his ass waves to the border police. What a prick! Like he comes in here all the time. He probably does come in here all the time, picking up important shit for important TMAWH people, delivering it to other FOQNEs, franchise-organized quasi-national entities, getting it through customs. That's what couriers do. Still, he's going too slow, lost all his momentum, his timing is off. Where's the courier? Ah, reeled out some line, is following behind again. The deliverator knows that this jerk is in for a big surprise. Can he stay on his fucking skateboard while he's being hauled over the flattened remains of some kid's plastic tricycle at 100 kilometers? We're going to find out. The courier leans back. The deliverator can't help watching in the rear view. Leans back like a water skier, pushes off against his board, and swings around beside him, now traveling abreast with him up Heritage Boulevard, and slap, another sticker goes up, this one on the windshield. It says, "Smooth move, X-Lax." The deliverator has heard of these stickers. It takes hours to get them off. Have to take the car into a detailing place, pay trillions of dollars. The deliverator has two things on his agenda now. He is going to shake this street scum whatever it takes and deliver the fucking pizza all in the space of 24:23. The next 5 minutes and 37 seconds. This is it. Gotta pay more attention to the road. He swings into the side street, no warning, hoping maybe to whipsaw the courier into the street sign on the corner. Doesn't work. The smart ones watch your front tires. They see when you're turning, can't surprise them. Down Strawbridge Place. It seems so long, longer than he remembered. Natural when you're in a hurry. Sees the glint of cars up ahead, cars parked sideways to the road. These must be parked in the circle. And there's the house. Light blue, vinyl clapboard, 2-story with 1-story garage to the side. He makes that driveway the center of his universe, puts the courier out of his mind, tries not to think about Uncle Enzo, what he's doing right now. In the bath, maybe, or taking a crap, or making love to some actress, or teaching Sicilian songs to one of his 26 granddaughters. The slope of the driveway slams his front suspension halfway up into the engine compartment, but that's what suspensions are for. He evades the car in the driveway. Must have visitors tonight. Didn't remember that these people drove a Lexus. Cuts through the hedge, into the side yard, looks for that shed he absolutely must not run into. It's not there, they took it down. Next problem, the picnic table in the next yard. Hang on, there's a fence. When did they put up a fence? This is no time to put on the brakes. Gotta build up some speed, knock it down without blowing all his momentum. It's just a 4-foot wooden thing. The fence goes down easy, he loses maybe 10% of his speed, but strangely, it looked like an old fence. Maybe he made a wrong turn somewhere, he realizes, as he catapults into an empty backyard swimming pool. If it had been full of water, that wouldn't have been so bad. Maybe the car would have been saved. He wouldn't owe Cosa Nostra Pizza a new car. But no, he does a stuka into the far wall of the pool. It sounds more like an explosion than a crash. The airbag inflates, comes back down a second later, like a curtain revealing the structure of his new life. He is stuck in a dead car, in an empty pool in a TMAWH. The sirens of the Burbclave security police are approaching, and there's a pizza behind his head, resting there like the blade of a guillotine, with 2517 on it. "Where's it going?" someone says. "A woman." He looks up through the distorted frame of the window, now rimmed with a fractal pattern of crystallized safety glass. It is the courier talking to him. The courier is not a man. It is a young woman. A fucking teenaged girl. She's pristine, unhurt. She has skated right down into the pool. She's now oscillating back and forth from one side of the pool to the other, skating up one bank, almost to the lip, turning around, skating down and across and up the opposite side. She is holding her poon in her right hand, the electromagnet reeled up against the handle so it looks like some kind of strange, wide-angle, intergalactic death ray. Her chest glitters like a general's with 100 little ribbons and medals, except each rectangle is not a ribbon. It is a barcode. A barcode with an ID number that gets her into a different business highway, or FOQNE. "Yo," she says, "where's the pizza going?" He's going to die, and she's gambling. "White columns, 5 Oglethorpe Circle," he says. "I can do that. Open the hatch." His heart expands to twice its normal size. Tears come to his eyes. He may live. He presses a button and the hatch opens. On her next orbit across the bottom of the pool, the courier yanks the pizza out of its slot. The deliverator winces, imagining the garlicky topping accordioning into the back wall of the box. Then she puts it sideways under her arm. It's more than a deliverator can stand to watch. But she'll get it there. Uncle Enzo doesn't have to apologize for ugly, ruined cold pizzas. Just late ones. "Hey," he says, "take this." The deliverator sticks his black-clad arm out the shattered window. A white rectangle glows in the dim backyard light. A business card. The courier snatches it from him on her next orbit, reads it. It says, "Hero protagonist. Last of the freelance hackers. Greatest sword fighter in the world. Stringer, Central Intelligence Corporation. Specializing in software-related intel. Music, movies, and microcode." On the back is gibberish explaining how he may be reached. A telephone number, a universal voice phone locator code, a P.O. box, his address on half a dozen electronic communications nets, and an address in the metaverse. "Stupid name," she says, shoving the card into one of 100 little pockets on her coverall. "But you'll never forget it," Hero says.
"If you're a hacker..."
"How come I'm delivering pizzas?"
"Right."
"Because I'm a freelance hacker. Look, whatever your name is, I owe you one."
"Name's YT,"
she says, shoving at the pool a few times with one foot, building up more energy. She flies out of the pool as if catapulted, and she's gone. The smart wheels of her skateboard, many, many spokes extending and retracting to fit the shape of the ground, take her across the lawn like a pat of butter skidding across hot Teflon. Hero, who as of 30 seconds ago is no longer the deliverator, gets out of the car and pulls his swords out of the trunk, straps them around his body, prepares for a breathtaking nighttime escape run across TMAWH territory. The border with Oakwood Estates is only minutes away. He has the layout memorized, sort of, and he knows how these Burbclave cops operate, because he used to be one. So he has a good chance of making it, but it's going to be interesting. Above him, in the house that owns the pool, a light has come on, and children are looking down at him through their bedroom windows, all warm and fuzzy in their Lil Crips and Ninja Raft Warrior pajamas, which can either be flame-proof or non-carcinogenic, but not both at the same time. Dad is emerging from the back door, pulling on a jacket. It is a nice family, a safe family in a house full of light, like the family he was part of, until 30 seconds ago.